Message number 2, arriving at the highest peak of the divine revelation, Roman numeral number 1. The highest peak of the divine revelation given to us by God is the revelation of the eternal economy of God, God becoming man, that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. A. The entire Bible, which is the explanation of the eternal economy of God, is the autobiography of the triune God, seen in the two sections of eternity and on the bridge of time. 1. The triune God came from eternity into time and with his divinity to enter into humanity to become the incarnated God for his direct move in man, seen in the four Gospels, for the accomplishment of his judicial redemption. John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. 2. In resurrection, he became the compounded God, the process God, the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit seen in the Acts and the Epistles for the carrying out of his organic salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:45, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 3. In eternity future, he will be the corporate God, the New Jerusalem, seen in Revelation 21 and 22. Revelation 21:2, and I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 4. The universal divine human incorporation of the process and consummated triune God with the regenerated, transformed, and glorified believers is the goal of God's eternal economy. 5. The central revelation of God and the Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh becoming the life-giving spirit, and the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold, intensified spirit to build up the church that becomes the body of Christ and that consummates the new Jerusalem. B. God becoming man, that man might become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, is the essence of the entire Bible, the diamond in the box of the Bible, the eternal economy of God. 1. God became man through incarnation by participating in man's humanity. Man becomes God through transformation by participating in God's divinity. A. Participating in God's life. Corinthians 3:4, when Christ our life is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. B. Participating in God's nature, 2 Peter 1:4, through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature. C. Participating in God's mind, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. D. Participating in God's being. 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. E. Participating in God's image. Romans 8:29. Because of those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. F. Participating in God's glory. Romans 8:30. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. G. Participating in God's sonship. Romans 8:23. And not only so, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan in ourselves, eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body. H. Participating in God's manifestation. Romans 8:19. For the anxious watching of the creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the sons of God. I. To bear God's likeness. 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been manifested what we will be. We know that if he is manifested, we will be like him because we will see him even as he is. J, to be God kind, God species. Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 2. This divine human romance is the subject of the entire Bible, the content of God's economy, and the secret of the entire universe.
Roman numeral 2. The high peak of the divine revelation, the diamond in the box of the Bible, is the revelation that in Christ God has become man in order that man might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith. A. God becoming man and man becoming God is the economy of God. 1 Timothy 1:4, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings, rather than God's economy, which is in faith. B. God's eternal economy is to make man the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead, and to make himself one with man, and man one with him, thus to be enlarged and expanded in his expression, that all his divine attributes may be expressed in human virtues. Ephesians 1:10, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth, in him. Ephesians 3:9, and to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things. 1. God's good pleasure is to be one with man, and to make man the same as he is in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Ephesians 1:5, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. 2. God became man in order to have a mass reproduction of himself and thereby to produce a new kind, God-mankind. John 12:24, truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. C. For the fulfillment of God's economy, we need God to build himself in Christ into us as our life, our nature, and our constitution, to make us God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. D. God became man through incarnation. Man becomes God through regeneration, sanctification, renewing, transformation, conformation, and glorification. Roman numeral 3. It is only by God's becoming man to make man God that the body of Christ can be produced. This point is the high peak of the vision given to us by God. A. God became man to make man God, that he might produce the body of Christ, the organism of the triune God, the ultimate manifestation of which is the new Jerusalem. B. The Bible shows us how man can become God to have a God-man living, and thus become an organism of God. Romans 1:3. Concerning his son, who came out of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4, who was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness out of the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1. This organism is God joining and mingling himself with man to make man God. 2. The issue of God becoming man and man becoming God is an organism. This organism is the body of Christ. the union and mingling of God with man. C. God sent His Son to be a man and to live a God-man life by the divine life. Such a living issues in a universal man that is exactly the same as He is, a corporate man living a God-man life by the divine life. Romans 12:4. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function. Verse 5. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. D. The reality of the body of Christ is the union and mingling of God with man to live out a corporate God-man.
Testimony. Roman numeral 2. The high peak of the divine revelation, the diamond in the box of the Bible, is the revelation that in Christ God has become man in order that man might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Roman numeral 3. It is only by God's becoming man to make man God that the body of Christ can be produced. This point is the high peak of the vision given to us by God. When I first heard these words, they were so far beyond my natural concept that I did not know how to receive them. However, as I pray read the scriptures that support these truths, my natural concepts were knocked out. Furthermore, as I prayfully considered these outlines and the supporting verses, the spirit of wisdom and revelation was gradually given to me, and I began to understand the high peak of the truth. However, when I returned to my daily life, Satan repeatedly attacked me, saying, "Look at your actual living. It is impossible for man to become God." I became somewhat confused. In such situations, whenever I had to deal with practical problems in the church life, I brought both my own condition and the situation of the saints before the Lord in prayer. At that time, the Lord spoke to me, "Foolish one, if God had not become man, and man could not become God, there could never be the building up of the body of Christ." Then I remember the prayer Brother Lee offered toward the end of his ministry, "Lord, forgive me for the sin of not living Christ." In certain situations of my daily life, I did not live Christ. For this, I repent. At that point, I understood and declared, "Lord, until I am glorified, I will still have weaknesses and failures because of the flesh. Yet whenever I fail, I can repent and return to the high peak of the divine revelation. Unless I return to this truth and practice it, there can never be the building up of the body of Christ, which is the goal of God's economy, whether it is my own problems or the problems of the saints. The solution is always this: God became man so that man may become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. There is no other solution." After that, whenever Satan attacked me, I answered him, "The word of God will never pass away, even though heaven and earth pass away. I have nothing to discuss with you concerning the high peak of the truth revealed in the Bible. I received this diamond in the Bible. I will practice it, and I will build up the body of Christ. Satan, get behind me." 1 Peter 1:24. All flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and the flower has fallen off. 25. But the word of the Lord abides forever. This is the word which has been announced to you as the gospel. Through such prayers, my living and my service were greatly strengthened in the Lord.